You know, we all talk about how tough it is to travel and you know what all the stuff we have to go through at the airports with security and the planes and delays and cancellations and the cramped seats in coach and it's all true. But what if you're traveling with someone, a younger person with special needs? How tough is it really then? And to hear to answer that is Michael Longo from the New York Times. Hey, Michael, it's, you know, trying to travel with a child with special needs is not just difficult, sometimes it's almost impossible.
Yeah, it can be very difficult. I think travel on its own is very difficult. We travel to have experiences that are different, to challenge us, to bring us to an environment. The problem is that that environment exactly is what creates problems for special needs children when they're traveling. I want to clarify also that I'm a freelancer with the New York Times. I don't work directly for the New York Times, but I've been freelancing for them for about 5 years.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that so you can maintain your career. Keep going.
Thanks.
Well, I guess the question I have is, and my niece, who lives in London, was born with cerebral palsy, and it's a rather extreme manifestation of the disease. And her parents, my cousin and his wife, have worked so hard to show her the world, and to travel with her. And what I see them go through, with airports and airlines and just to get her on a plane and off a plane, and then of course we've got the hotel issue. It's a Herculean effort, always, but definitely well worth it, I must add. But if you don't know what you're doing, it's almost impossible.
Well, I think it can limit locations that people can go to. I mean, I think it's rather easy now to find a 4-star or 5-star hotel that can accommodate somebody who's handicapped, that can accommodate somebody who has special needs. The problem is then, what do you do about getting out of that hotel? What do you do about the particular city that you're located in? Are there going to be curb cutouts? Are there going to be access to historical buildings that you would like to see? So that's one of the challenges. In the particular article that I was doing on special needs children traveling, the thing is, if you need a child to be patient and to be quiet while they're waiting in a security line, that is almost impossible for autistic children, for example, who might, they're in a new environment which, really is going to create a disruption for them in the normal pattern that they've gotten used to.
You know,
So
I
it's
was actually I was
many
actually
steps of the way.
you know, I was actually on a flight recently with a kid who we just thought was just being whiny and disruptive, of course was not. He was an autistic child and was verbally acting out in very loud ways. And, you know, on one level, okay, it's annoying, but on the other level, once you realize what's going on, it was very interesting to see how the passengers reacted because the flight attendant took control. This is a great flight attendant because she took control and decided to do a sing-along, with all the other passengers, and the kid got into it. And you know what? We all felt better about it because we couldn't control the situation any other way, so why not just let go with it?
And that's good. I think one of the women that I interviewed for the particular piece, she runs a company called It's Hip Hop Baby, which is, and she created that because she knew that singing to her autistic child would help to get him to be better prepared for various trips that they would do. One of the things that they talk about is the transition, and that's where the problem is when a child moves from a car to a line or from a line into a new environment. And she would use singing just like that to get the child to kind of get over that problem with the transition. So yeah, music and having very supportive people who kind of have an understanding. But not everybody's going to be in an environment where someone is going to be understanding when you have stressed out passengers maybe in a line behind you.
Exactly. Now, two resources that you've got that I want to share with everybody, because you always have to, you know, if you're lucky to get the right caregiver, the right babysitter, go to sittercity.com. It's based in Chicago. They really know about the caregivers for kids with special needs. And the one that I've always recommended on the show before is Forms 4, the number 4, formsforparents.com. It basically you can use the service to fill out forms with information about your child's special needs and get the resources you really need. Michael Luongo, who freelances for the New York Times, and we really appreciate having you on the show. Thanks, Michael. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about your calls. And you're there, I know.